I'm Anushka, and I live in 114 Laird Chapman Place. It's a terraced house, it's four floors, and it has a shared drive at the back with everyone's gardens attached to it and a lane just behind the car park.
In the 80s, a Georgian terrace at the end of Lower Cheltenham Place was derelict. Then Knightstone Housing Association took it on and rebuilt everything behind the listed facade.
And it's actually my mother's house, and my nan died last year, and my mum then moved out. And we spoke to Knightstone, and they allowed me to take over the tenancy. It's just me and my daughter and my dog and the fish in the pond and the frogs.
Residents went to Bristol Records Office to find out more about their houses. Paul also lives in one of the Georgian houses now owned by Knightstone.
92 Lower Cheltenham Place. I always thought that they became derelict during the war, but this is a directory from 1956 and there are people living in the houses, so it must have become derelict after that.
The terrace is a community in itself.
I can remember playing in the back quite a lot on my little trike, and a bit like how my daughter's doing now. Probably like four families for kids my age. I'm still in touch with those people now. I see them growing, they see me growing. People have really set their roots here and have made it into what it is. And that's been through a lot of hard work and conversations and a lot of like arguments on my road, but you know, no hard feelings, but it's just been like a progression, and that in its sense has woven the community together.
One love, one aim, one destiny.
I remember we used to have a lot of like street sort of parties, but at the back of our drive, people had like umbrellas and they had drink stands, and everyone was just there having a good time. It doesn't feel as though we've done that in a while, and maybe we should.
Adam,
Top here is doing an interview about the area, of like what people remember.
Adam is Anushka's older brother, who was walking past Albany Green.
I remember my brother had a St Paul's party at the back with all his sound systems, which didn't go down well with the neighbours at the time. I think one of the neighbours still remembers that.
Yeah, I done my own party in the back lane. Must have had about 200 people came in. Must have been about 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah, neighbours didn't like it too much, but yeah, it was a carnival day thing. Yeah. Till 9 o'clock the next day, proper party.
There were a lot more children back then. We did a lot of like Halloween trick or treating around the area. We'd all go round to 1110, and I'd always be dressed in bin bags, and everyone had their makeup on, face paints. We'd have our little pots, and we'd go around in like a group of maybe 15 children from all around this area. I think at one point we threw eggs at someone's door because we were all in a big group. Never did that again. I really do love it here. I love that sense of history and rebelliousness, and it's just, you know, I get it here.